26 minutes now after 10 o'clock at the Saturday Light Brigade. Thanks for being here with us. And we now, as we continue our Youth Expression Showcase Hour, have an interesting feature. You know, you probably don't think that youth and opera mix. A lot of people think youth and opera are like oil and water. But in reality, opera can really rock. There's a lot that happens. Thick plots, great singing, amazing costumes, great staging. And Marilyn Egan is here with us from Pittsburgh Opera. Good morning.
Good morning, Larry.
And it's so nice to see more and more folks, and not just people who are younger, but just people from all walks of life.
Absolutely.
Liking opera. And the current production that Pittsburgh Opera has is Turandot. I don't know the opera very well. Can you explain the plot a little?
It's a legendary Chinese fairy tale with a cold-hearted princess named Turandot who says that any prince who wants to marry her must answer three riddles correctly. Many have not answered the riddles correctly, and they lose their heads over Turandot, literally. But Khalaf, an unknown prince, comes and answers the riddles correctly. She is taken aback and actually doesn't know what to do. And he says, you can get out of your agreement to marry me if you can guess my name. So she sends everyone in the kingdom through the entire night to try to figure out his name. And she says, no one shall sleep until you guess my name. So that's the name of the famous aria that the tenor sings, Nessun Dorma. Turandot eventually finds out his name because he tells her, but not until Liu, a slave girl, has been tortured to try to get the name out of her. She stabs herself to protect his name, and that's when Turandot realizes true love, falls in love with Khalaf, and they sing a fabulous series of duets at the end of the opera that Puccini wrote. And the last word is amore, love.
What a story. It sounds like a movie of the week, but it's an opera with living, live, breathing people on stage making it all happen. And here in the studio, we have Mary Grace and Emily and Alexis, who each have been involved as opera apprentices with Pittsburgh Opera. Can you explain the exact, and maybe that term is not exactly right, but you can explain what the involvement has been.
These three young ladies have not met each other before today because they're involved with three different programs. Furthest from you, Larry, is Emily Weaver, who is an intern at Pittsburgh Opera this year.
Ah.
She just graduated from Fox Chapel High School in January. She will go to college next year to be a vocal performance major. And in her internship, she's working 3 days a work, 3 days a week, developing some of our materials.
Well, let's focus on you just for a minute, Emily.
Emily.
Tell me, so you just graduated from Fox Chapel. Where are you going to school again?
I'm going to school in the fall at Wheaton College Conservatory.
And Wheaton is in Illinois?
Yes, it is. Yeah, it's west of Chicago.
And instrument or voice?
Voice, vocal performance.
Oh, that's terrific. Mm-hmm. Now, so what have you been doing in your internship?
I have been researching operas, creating educational materials for workshops. I've been so fortunate enough to have seen some rehearsals and met artists. It's just an incredible experience, especially for someone in my position who's going into vocal performance.
Did you know you wanted to go into vocal performance earlier? When did you know? Because that's a really challenging road to choose.
It is. Opera is. It can be really intimidating because it takes so much talent and focus. But I think I knew 2 years ago, as my voice began to develop more classically, I explored opera and I fell in love with it. It's just an amazing art.
Who helped you explore opera? Because that's not... you're very fortunate that somebody was able to help you do that. Can you explain that?
Yes. I began studying voice lessons freshman year, 4 years ago, at the CLO Academy. And my voice teacher gave me some classical pieces. And I sang them, and I thought, oh, well, I can sing these really well. So I began to listen to more operas, and I tried to picture myself playing those parts and singing those roles, and it was just a great fit, and it's just an amazing art.
Great, thank you. Do you want to say hi to anybody who might be listening, by the way?
Yeah, I'd like to say hi to my dad, who I assume is listening, and my mom, but she's probably asleep right now.
We'll have to wake her up. Well, thank you, and we'll talk about your critique in a moment. Now, Marilyn, who else do we have here?
Mary Grace Mayland is actually a high school apprentice. She's participated in an organized program that we offered in the fall and the spring. The high school apprentices come from all over, from as far away as Erie and in southwestern Pennsylvania counties. They come to the opera four times a semester for a half-day meeting to learn about behind the scenes of the opera, to learn about careers in the arts, and to explore their own thoughts about what they might want to do for their future careers. Mary Grace Mayland is a senior at Aquinas Academy.
Well, hi, Mary Grace.
Hi.
What surprised you about the behind-the-scenes aspect of opera?
I just love it. I mean, it's surprising because I guess like with any production, I mean, there's so much that goes on behind the scenes, but for opera, it's nice to know it's like the same that goes on everywhere else, because I think there's kind of a lot of myths about opera, you know, that it's kind of, you know, it's not for kids or whatever, but it's the same, and if you love, you know, being in, you know, theater at school, you're going to love behind the scenes at the opera because, you know, it is pretty much the same.
Do you sing, or do you have particular interests in opera?
Yeah, I sing, yes, and I also, being in the program has, you know, I've been thinking more about arts management and a career there, and I think it's really opened more doors in my future for me, so I'm really excited about that.
Now, you're graduating this year. Do you have plans after high
yes,
school?
Yes. Currently, I'm trying to choose between two colleges. We'll see. I'm not sure yet.
You want to reveal what your choices are?
I'm choosing between Salem, which is in North Carolina, and Franklin and Marshall here in Pennsylvania. So, yeah.
It's a tough time. You'll make every choice is reversible, too. At least I think that's a good way to look at it.
Yeah.
Do you want to say hi to anybody who might be listening?
Yeah. Hi, Mom.
Thanks. And now we also have with us Alexis Payne. And Alexis is an eighth grader.
Actually,
at Kappa.
Yes, she's going to be a freshman next year.
Oh, that's wonderful. That makes sense, right? An eighth grader will be a freshman next year, which is good, a rising freshman. And you've appeared in operas?
Yes, I was actually in two operas, Dead Man Walking and The Magic Flute with Pittsburgh Opera.
That's terrific. Where do you go to school?
Pittsburgh Kappa.
And what's your major there?
Currently it's theater arts, currently it's literary arts. Next year it'll be theater arts.
Well, that's terrific. What community do you live in?
I live in Oakland.
Well, it's great to have you here. What has your experience been like working with Pittsburgh Opera?
It's just been really great because it's really interesting to explore this different type of art that a lot of people don't seem to like find like something that a youth would be interested in. And I think it's very cool to see this and how it works. I think it's really interesting.
Oh, terrific. Thank you. Oh, do you want to say hi to anybody?
I'll say hi to my dad and my mom, I guess.
Great. Now, we just have a few minutes left, but Marilyn, I understand each of the women here with us have some critiques that they wrote.
Yes, yes. I asked them to think about what they would say if they had just one important thing to say about their reaction to seeing a performance of Turandot.
Okay, so this is good. If you've never been to an opera, and you're wondering what it might be like, here you have three people who are about to give you sort of their gut reaction as a critic would. And critic is a positive term, too, as a critique. And it might give you a sense of the accessibility or what you would think about an opera. And why don't we go in the same order? We'll start with Emily.
Oh, well, I would say to anyone who's never seen an opera before, Turandot is an amazing production. It's epic, it's passionate, it's full of life. The sets are amazing, the costumes are so ornate and incredible, and the singers are incredibly talented. It's really a fantastic performance, and I would recommend anyone to see it. I think that anyone, not even someone who is a very big fan of opera, would enjoy it.
I want you writing my next review. That's all. Let's hear from Mary Grace.
I've actually taken some friends to see it who've never seen opera before, and they loved it. And it's because, yeah, everything is amazing in it, you know, every facet of it, the singing, the orchestra, the costumes, the scenery, the music, the lighting, everything just draws you in, and, you know, you're just in the story. And, yeah, I mean, I couldn't sleep when I got home from it. It was just, like, coursing through my veins. So, yeah, it was awesome.
The plot or just the energy or both?
I don't know, both, yeah. The energy is incredible.
Oh, that's great. And then, Alexis, let's hear from you.
I think, like, kind of like what the, Mary Grace and Emily said, it's like the perfect opera for someone who's, like, just coming to see opera for the first time. And I think it's because the singing was so strong. It just, like, pierced, like, the walls of the theater with, like, the emotion that the characters were trying to portray. And it was just amazing.
Well, I'm glad, and it's wonderful to have all three of you here. And the opera is still running this weekend. And I think, are tickets still available?
A few tickets are still available for our last performance. That's tomorrow, Sunday, April 3rd at 2 p.m.
And pittsburghopera.org is how you can get more information. And if you're a teacher or a younger person that would like to get involved, you can get a hold of Marilyn.
That's right. Send me an email.
Yep. Marilyn, what's your email address?
M. Egan, looks like Megan, M-E-G-A-N, at pittsburghopera.org.
Great. Thank you, Mary, Grace, and Emily, and Alexis, and Marilyn for being here, and also to Jody Guy, Pittsburgh Public Schools, for helping to arrange all of this. And I hope we'll see you again, and best of luck to all of you. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Larry.